There are hundreds of traditional school districts in Arkansas. There are also 24 public enrollment charter districts, classified as free experimental learning environments. According to new State Department of Education data, while traditional districts in Arkansas have lost thousands of students due to the pandemic, charter school districts are gaining in enrollment. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Modern band class students at Arkansas Arts Academy in Rogers, known as the Carbonados, performed 8 days a week by the Beatles at a winter concert last January. Auditorium filled with students, teachers, and parents just weeks before a global pandemic was declared. Richard Burrows is CEO of the Arkansas Arts Academy, which operates a K-12 elementary school and high school, a total of 1,200 in attendance.
And our mission is to provide a really rigorous academic program with a very purposeful integration of the arts at every grade level in all four or five art forms, depending on how you consider that, because that would include music, dance, theater, visual arts, and media arts experiences.
Arkansas Arts Academy, the second oldest and one of the largest public charter districts in Arkansas, reopened for in-person classes this fall after going virtual last winter.
The decision was made that we would attempt to have a blended learning opportunities or alternative learning opportunities, and so we wanted to ensure that our students would still get a modest amount of in-person dance, music, theater, and visual arts instruction, so that half of the students would be able to come 2 days a week, in-person instruction. After those 2 days, the instruction would flip, and we would have the ones that who had done virtual instruction come to school, and those who had been at school would go to virtual instruction.
The blended instruction, Burrow says, is very new, with teachers having to create both in-class and at-home curricula. Large group music, art, and performing arts classes are carefully orchestrated to prevent virus transmission, he says.
Or that in the case of instrumental music, they can work with the wind instruments alone, or they can work with the violins alone. And then there's still practice and good work that goes on virtually.
Of 262 public school districts in Arkansas, 24 are charter school districts, which operate free public experimental schools closely monitored by a state charter authorizing board. The Arkansas Department of Health publishes COVID-19 positive data by public school district based on local community cases. Charter school district data is not broken out, given charter districts enroll students across traditional school district borders. But as of October 26th, 1,090 faculty and staff, along with 3,300 students, have tested positive for COVID-19, according to the Arkansas Department of Health.
And I'm saying this anecdotally because we have no way to prove it one way or the other, but I do believe that students are not coming to school and contracting the virus while they're at the school site because we're so careful in our protocols. The schools are cleaned and deep cleaned on a regular basis. And only once have we had to send the entire school home for a week of virtual instruction when an adult at the school who had contact with a large part of the student population tested positive.
The positive case at the Arkansas Arts Academy occurred in the high school, which temporarily closed mid-October, Burrow says. Districts are prohibited from disclosing the identity of positive cases. We queried Northwest Arkansas Classical Academy in Bentonville for this report with no response, which also had to temporarily close an elementary school in early October due to a COVID-19 positive case. And according to Tiffany Despain, a school nurse and instructor at Haas Hall Academy District, her four 7th through 12th grade campuses in Fayetteville, Bentonville, Springdale, and Rogers have not been forced to go all virtual, a consequence of someone testing positive.
Every scholar every day college bound, so we're a college preparatory institution.
That's Haas Hall Superintendent Martin Schottmeyer. He's proud to be founder of one of the first and most academically noted charter schools in Arkansas.
And we have 100% graduation and 100% college acceptance rate.
Haas Hall students, he says, can opt for virtual, blended, or in-classroom instruction with faculty teaching homeschool and in-school courses simultaneously.
You know, it's about a third initially. When we started this, it's gone to about 40% now full-time at school.
Operating a college prep academy during a global pandemic offers certain learning opportunities, Schottmeyer says. Last year, around 1,000 students were enrolled. This year, enrollment is up by 50%.
Yeah, we're all in this together, and we're all looking at this pandemic and hoping that it will end soon. But realistically speaking, we're ready to take it on as long as we need to.
Joanna Levers, Director of Charter Development at the Arkansas Public School Resource Center in Little Rock.
Some of the charter schools were already providing remote or virtual instruction, so not much change was required for them. But they've had their fair share of challenges as well due to COVID. And it's because their enrollment has increased significantly.
Lever is referring to charter districts in Arkansas reckoning with new enrollment demand. According to new data posted by the Arkansas Department of Education, by contrast, traditional public schools are losing students.
It shows that state enrollment overall is down around 6,400 students, and that's in all schools. But the enrollment in charter schools is that has actually increased from 2020 to 2021 by 3,898 students.
Lever says charter schools with limited enrollment may be more nimble in meeting remote learning as well as safety procedures during the pandemic compared to traditional schools.
You know, the design principles that the charter community is found on are centered around innovation. And so some of the public charter schools were able to rapidly deploy teachers and technology to reach students and keep the learning moving forward.
Which traditional public schools strive towards as well, Lever says. Charter schools that receive a surplus of new student applications are required by state law to host blind lotteries to fairly select incoming students.
You know, right now, the percentage of students accessing the fully virtual open enrollment charter schools has grown by about 65% from 2020 to 2021. And those fully virtual statewide charter schools would include Arkansas Connections Academy and Arkansas Virtual Academy.
Arkansas Virtual Academy, a K-12 public charter school located in Pulaski County, counted 2,500 students last year. This year, nearly 3,900 are enrolled. As for Arkansas Connections Academy in Bentonville, also a virtual school, nearly 2,800 students are enrolled, up from around 1,600 last year. But charter districts located in working poor communities are seeing steep enrollment declines, possible consequence of the pandemic. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.